All right. A lot of people tell me that they don't know where to get started. Like after they hear about video and how to use it to create an effortless on-demand buying experience and then leverage your sales team to help, they're like, that's great, but like, where do I go first? So in this episode, I'm going to break that down for you.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey, thank you so much for the outpouring of love that you guys have just blown up my inbox from all of the love and support that you've gotten and you've given to me since, well, since I broke my Tony news recently in episode 325. Do you see how I went dyslexic on you and I went two first? 325 is that episode. You can just go right into Stitcher or iTunes or Google Play, or even go wirebuzz.com/325 and get access to that episode. But I want to talk with you specifically about the five zones. Now, I mentioned this in episode 320, and I talked to you about how to use the five zones of influence with video to achieve your business goals. And quickly, I'm going to go through the five zones, but really ultimately what I want to do is I want to refresh your brain on it. And I want to help you understand where to get started based on where your business is. All right. So let's do this. First, I created the five zones because I was completely underwhelmed every time I heard a marketer or a video marketer talk about how to use video to influence a prospect to become a buyer. Every time I'd hear it, I'd be like, that seems like incomplete. Like I felt confused when I heard somebody else talk about my industry. So there are five specific zones. There used to be four zones, but in the middle of the night, while my wife and I were laying there out of my mouth, I went, oh my God, there's a fifth zone. And I created the fifth zone. So let me get into each of the five zones really quickly. And my wife totally is annoyed by me, but she's legally bound to me. And she stuck with me. So let me give you the first zone. It's discovery. You might want to write this down. Zone one is discovery. This is like how people find you. Zone two is your website. So once they've discovered you in zone one, you move them into zone two, the path to purchase. It's like you take them and drop them on the yellow brick road or down the rabbit hole or whatever stupid old movie you want to reference, okay? And zone one's typically like social media in most cases, but it could be email or webinar or ads. All of that happens in zone one. Once they find you, you move them into zone two, your website, you move them down a rabbit hole journey. I teach all these zones, by the way, and you'll get a lot more of it if you get the book when the book comes out or you see me speak at Business Mastery in the spring for Tony Robbins, March, I think, 19th through the 24th, dropping mad freakish knowledge bombs to help get your business to the next level. So what is zone three? Zone three, by the way, does not happen in chronological order. Zone three happens at a specific moment and several moments through the sales process because zone three is all about how your salespeople use video in a personalized way where they can increase clarity, answer questions, and move that prospect to the next stage in the process, right? They're kind of like the Sherpas that are guiding their prospect down the path so they can optimize the magic word of yes happening more often inside their organization. That's zone three. Zone four happens when somebody's a customer. When somebody becomes a customer, zone four is how your business uses video in a replicatable, ritualistic way. So like when somebody gets into the first phase of their project, boom, you use video to teach them about that first phase and to tee up future deals. Because those people that have already said yes are significantly more likely to buy from you in the future. And smart businesses that grow at freakish rates have already organized how they tee up the next sale to the people that already know, like, and trust them. And then zone five is it's all about the internal training of your team. So everybody goes through training modules and understands how to talk your talk and explain your products or services the way that the company wants them explained. And then at the end of each module, there's like a quiz. And if somebody gets the quiz right, they move on to the next module. If they don't get it right, they don't pass go. They start over. They don't collect the $200. And they go through that module again until they're competent enough to go on to the next module. The net result is everybody in that company that's client facing knows how to explain the product or service the way the business leaders want them to explain it. And that eliminates confusion in the marketplace and allows them to row faster together to the end goal destination of growing that business. Those are the five zones. Now, naturally, the five zones, once you open them up, the five zones have a ton of tactics and strategies. So the strategies you use in zone one in discovery are different than zone two. And the strategies in zone three are different than the strategies in zone five. Get it? So let me just for a moment talk about the two most common hesitations that a business leader will have. They're like, this is great. And yes, I understand the power of video and everybody's remote in this new world. So I've got to figure out how to sell to these people. Where do I get started, Maestro? And you know what I say? Thank you for calling me Maestro. And let's talk more about your business. Because typically, let's just talk about if I'm discussing it with a marketing person, the marketing person is going to get started in a different place than a salesperson, okay? So a marketing person, I commonly recommend they get started in zone two. Zone two, as a pop quiz, what is it? It's your website. More specifically, it's your customer journey page. And that journey page, the way I look at it is like, think for a moment that you are a master developer of a community. Now, before you start driving traffic and flagging people and running billboard ads to get off at this intersection off of the highway and to go down and see our master community, what do you do? The first thing you do is build Main Street. Main Street's like your customer journey page. It's where you want to drive traffic. And before you drive traffic, you create the damn street, right? So what is the street, your customer journey page? These are the rabbit holes that each individual buyer needs to go down. So you got to build that first before you drive traffic to it, which is zone one. So build zone two, your customer journey page. And then, and only then when it's completed, should you start your discovery zone where you're creating content, thought leadership, and running ads on social or via email or doing webinars or hosting events, God willing, and drive that new traffic that's discovering you onto your journey pages. So where do you get started if you're a marketer? This is the pop quiz moment for you. Where do you get started? Create the journey page first, then drive the traffic to it, right? All right, good. Now let's pretend, for the sake of discussion, you're a salesperson or a sales lead. Where do you get started? Well, you don't get started in... Here, this is tricky. It really isn't. Here's how I look at it. You need wins. Every sales team needs immediate wins. Let's just start winning and then let's worry about the slower path. Where can we win first and where can we win fast? That's zone three. It is the personal use of video. So that's like one-on-one sales follow-ups. And where do you get started with your sales follow-ups? You get started at the bottom of the funnel. These are people that are in the late stage. Why? Because 75% of prospects who are in the late stage of the funnel, meaning the bottom of the funnel, meaning they're only a couple of questions away from getting their answers to giving you the word yes, you get started from the bottom of the funnel up by creating personalized videos. Because the stat that I stopped telling you halfway through, 75% of late stage prospects who receive a personalized video become a closed deal by the end of the quarter. Think about that. Like when I'm in my office, I'm like, I haven't had to do this for many years because we our machine runs really well now. But there's times where in the past where I'm like, well, maybe like you, where I'm like, it's the 29th of the month. How am I going to make this payment? How am I going to employ all these people? How am I going to keep my nightlife bumping on Saturday night the way I want? And I look at my funnel and I'm like, where's the easiest way to make money? And it's the bottom of the funnel, right? They're one question away from saying yes. So I start looking at those people. Who are those people? What are their hesitations? And then I create a personalized video for those people individually, send it to them, and help move them to contract stage. You can and should be doing the same exact thing. So now I think I answered the question. Where do you get started? Which zone if you're a marketer? Typically, if you want to do it the right way, zone two, create the journey page. If you're a salesperson, where do you get started? If you want to do it the right way, you want to get some early wins and start thumping your chest. Boom, boom, I know what's going on. Where do you get started? Zone three. It's the personal use of video. Now, more specifically, where in zone three? Bottom of the sales funnel. And start plunging that funnel, like jam a router up that funnel with personalized videos to an individual prospect that answers their questions and alleviates concern. And you will see that 75% of those people that receive a personalized video in the late stage will close by the end of the quarter. And you know what will happen by the end of the quarter as a salesperson? You have a case study. You could take that case study and rock some swagger and bring it to your boss and be like, don't tell them about Todd Hartley. Be like, yeah, I know what's going on. I unraveled this thing and I started sending people personalized videos. And then they just started gushing out of the bottom of the funnel because I rooted that thing. Get up there, rooter it, make it happen. And you can create a great case study. Transform your career and get paid what you deserve. Now check this out. If this works for you, because I know it will, because I get statements all the time from people that are going through it. When it works for me, see how I did that? I changed my affirmation from if to when. When it works for you, drop me a message on LinkedIn and be like, dude, that set me up to make it rain at Lululemon. All right, do that for me. And if you want to figure out how to get started with your business, what content you should create, in what order, how to use the power of video to move people faster and faster through your sales process like they're on a friggin' slip and slide, then make sure you go to our training page. We got 20 minutes of free learning. You can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. Peace.